hard because if they haven't played, they're going to be real hungry. They've been banging on each other for the last 3-4 weeks, and so they're looking for somebody else to hit. And so they'll be very excited, and they're well coached. So they're going to come out flying, and even though they are going to be a young team, they're going to give us their best game that they possibly can.
For your team this week, you know, what are the key things on offense that you want to see improve from, you know, game one versus Drumheller?
Offense, we need to provide our quarterback with a little bit more protection, give him a little more time to make his reads and find that open man out in the deep down in the field, and also just to be able to open up a few more holes so our running backs have a little better time of getting the necessary yardage that we want them to get.
How has the difference in size for your offensive line this year, you know, impacted how you're going to run things offensively?
It definitely has been impacted because of the fact that we're a little bit on the smaller side this year, so we have to rely on angles and trying to move bodies using their momentum as opposed to just straight up manhandling somebody and pushing them at our will. So offensively, it's going to be a bit of a challenge all year, but the guys have been working really hard at it and concentrating and working on getting better.
How important is it, last week during your bye week to have played and got some game action versus someone else for your quarterback? Because obviously, Clint missed all of last year with an injury, and this is only going to be his third start.
Yeah, it was huge for us to get that exhibition game in and just give us a few more reps. And you can practice till the cows come home, but until you get out onto that game and get that game experience, and understand what it really means to get an offense moving. And you're right, Clinton coming in, basically this will be his third start. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be big for him to establish himself as a premier quarterback within our conference.
For your team, again, as I was mentioning to Tyler there, this is going to be the first chance to play at home since winning the title there last November. You know, how sweet a moment will that be to step out there again?
Very, very important for us to get out there, and we're hoping for a big crowd, and we just got the field painted last night, so, you know, the field of dreams is there, and being undefeated at home, we want to keep that streak going for as long as we possibly can, because it's important for us to be strong at home. Being strong on the road is great, but being strong at home is very necessary if you want to establish something within the province here.
And so how do you use that as a coach to your team in the locker room there?
We basically have to remind them that it's one play at a time, and that every guy needs to play his own position and not worry too much about the guy next to him or what is or isn't happening. As long as everybody plays their game, and we'll all end up on the same page, and mistakes are going to happen, we know that, but we got to limit those and concentrate on each play individually and try and win the battle.